News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, following his conviction of falsifying business records to silence Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump's legal team has requested he be sentenced after the presidential election. Trump held a press conference last night, spoke for an hour and a half, during which he repeated his usual attacks on Kamala Harris, slightly toned down, though, according to reports. He did claim, though, the vice president broke the world. He also spoke about his assassination attempt.
And I moved to my right, turned sharply to my right, ping. And if I didn't do that, I'm not here with you. So, yeah, God has something to do with it. It's a miracle, and God had something to do with it. And maybe it's we want to save the world. This world is going down.
Okay, we're joined by David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. Dave, we'll get to Donald Trump saving the world and God saving Donald Trump in a second. Just specifically, though, on his legal team request that he be sentenced after the presidential election, what impact is that likely to have, if any, on the election?
Well, certainly they argue that it would constitute election interference. This sentencing would impact a lot of voters and their judgment. And they submitted a legal argument accordingly to Judge Juan Merchan. In practice, I'm not sure he will agree with that. I mean, Donald Trump has got four separate cases against him already. It's not really much of a mystery for American voters, and we'll have to see how Merchan deals with this complaint.
It might sound counterintuitive, but would there be something to be said for Donald Trump, from his point of view, actually being sentenced before the election? Could it actually work to his favor?
You could make that argument, because in past court appearances and when he was charged, and there was that mugshot in Georgia, and then when he was actually convicted of these 34 counts of falsifying business records in New York, it produced a tremendous boost for Trump, certainly among his supporters. Merchandise was produced, funds were raised, you know, people were donating to Trump. He even possibly seemed to get some kind of bump in the opinion polls against Joe Biden at that time. So if the sentencing was delayed to just before the election, in a paradoxical kind of way, you can see how it might give him a political boost. Although that always comes with the caveat that you know, his supporters love it, but there are millions of Americans who would take a very dim view of that.
Yeah, just briefly on this, what do you think will happen, David?
I suspect the judge will throw this out. I mean, maybe give him a slight postponement, because 2 days earlier, Merchan is due to rule on whether the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity affects that. So he might want a slightly bigger gap, but I think we will still get the sentencing well before the presidential election.
Can I ask you, we heard that clip of him speaking last night, another interview, him talking about himself and how God saved him so he could save the world. I concern, obviously, in Republican circles that he was attacking Kamala Harris too much, that he hadn't adapted to the new campaign. I think, was it Kellyanne Conway, his former advisor, said fewer insults, more insights were needed. Did we get that at all last night?
He didn't go far in that direction. I mean, at one point he even said, I think I'm entitled to personal attacks. And he went on to say about Harris, I don't have a lot of respect for her intelligence, and I think she'll be a terrible president. So Trump is Trump. And one of the most striking things in recent weeks is that Kellyanne Conway is one of many Republicans, including Nikki Haley, former opponent of Trump, who are giving this advice, saying he should reduce the personal attacks, he should concentrate more on policy, especially inflation and immigration. And I have to say, I don't think they've learned anything. Trump never listens to this advice. He is always true to himself. He always thinks he can do this his way. And of course, that worked for him once in 2016. It hasn't worked very well since. So I suspect we'll be getting a lot more of the personal stuff.
Okay, a little like the scorpion and the frog story. I don't think he's capable of doing it any other way. Thank you indeed, David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. You can follow his coverage of the election in The Guardian. Thank you, as always, for joining.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.